All right, Murray Gross, glad that you were able to join us. We're here to talk about Jane's Walk, a Saskatoon festival. First of all, we should what is Jane's Walk?
Jane's Walk is a international festival with a Saskatoon location, international festival of walking tours to honor the legacy of Jane Jacobs. So in Saskatoon, this coming weekend, we'll have 20 free walking tours throughout the city and surrounding area.
So what does a walking tour entail?
A walking tour can be a lot of things, but in most cases, it's a tour offered by a volunteer specialist, if you will, who takes you through a certain part of the city and shows you things, explains the history, shows you perhaps artwork or historical buildings, that sort of thing.
Now, can you walk us through one of the walks? Like, if I'm going to take part, participate, what am I going to see?
Well, for example, we have a tour on Friday, the May 2nd at 2 p.m. of the Prairie Sculptors Gallery out near the Diefenbaker Center. So a Saskatoon artist, actually a world-renowned sculptor, James Corpan, will be taking people through that sculpture garden, explaining the sculptures, who the artist was, and what the sculptures mean.
So I'm assuming then that this would be of interest to if you're a Saskatoon historian, if you are those the type of people who enjoy these walks?
Pretty much everyone can enjoy a walk. We have a wide variety of subjects. We have some nature walks. We have some historic walks. We have walks focusing or targeting art. We even have a children's walk, if you will. It's not really a walk. It's a story and dance time, as
nice.
Well as I'm told there will be bubbles.
Will there be any scary or spooky ones?
We've done them in the past.
Yeah.
This year there will be a walk by Jeff O'Brien from the archives. He, on Friday, May 2nd at 12 noon, will be doing a walk called The Girl from Saskatoon, the Alexandra Wawarchuk Murder.
Ooh.
So that's an unsolved murder, and, you know, it's not, perhaps not for the faint of heart. I certainly wouldn't recommend young children to attend, but I think it'll be very interesting.
So this is Jane's Walk in honor of Jane Jacobs. Who is Jane Jacobs?
Jane Jacobs was an urbanist who believed in walkable cities. Thus, the walking tours. So in order to honor Jane when she passed away 19 years ago, her friends in Toronto began the first Jane's Walk. And since then, Jane's Walk has grown to over 600 cities across the world, from Tel Aviv to Tokyo. This weekend, May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, the weekend closest to her birth date, all across the world, will be celebrating the legacy of Jane Jacobs through Jane's Walk.
Okay, so if I want to take a look at what walks are available here in Saskatoon, hours, locations, where to meet, where do I get all this information?
You've got two best choices. One is the Jane's Walk Saskatoon Facebook page or the Jane's Walk YXE.org website.
Okay. Do they, and there's no cost, so they don't sell out, but is there a limited number of people who can participate in any one walk?
In general terms, no. However, the walk at the Caswell Bus Barns, Adaptive Reuse Arts and Culture Center, there is a limited number of hard hats that we have available. It's a working construction site, so that one I'd encourage people to get there early. To get your hard hat, or even better, bring your own if you have one. But other than that, we just ask people to show up at the assigned place and time, and we will be happy to provide a walk to two people or occasionally 200.